You're listening to SANews.com. Even in prison, Zuma is too sick for his trial. He has apparently been ill since 2014 due to poisoning. Correctional services have stated that Zuma is still in hospital, so it remains to be seen whether Jacob Zuma will attend his corruption trial on the arms deal, which will be heard in Pietermaritzburg in the High Court today. We are still waiting for the doctor's report because only the report can adequately answer the question, Muzinwale Manye, spokesperson for the Jacob Zuma Foundation, said on Sunday. The Department of Correctional Services announced on Friday that the former head of state, at the age of 79, has been admitted to the out-of-prison hospital for medical observation after Zuma was sentenced to 15 months in prison last month for contempt of court. Since his admission to the Escort Correctional Centre last month, he has been under the medical supervision of the South African Military Health Staff. A routine observation has led to Zuma being admitted for hospitalisation, spokesperson for Correctional Services said on Sunday, adding that South Africa will be informed once Zuma was discharged from hospital. Meanwhile, Zuma's brother Kanye told Times Live this week that his family was not too worried about Zuma being admitted to the hospital, as he had been sick since he was poisoned in 2014. The Sunday Times also reported that during his trip to the USA in August 2014, doctors determined that Zuma had been poisoned. He then traveled to Russia to confirm the diagnosis and treatment. "We are not too worried because they told us yesterday that he will see his doctor regularly since he was poisoned in 2014. Kanye said. This is the second time that Zuma had been temporarily released from prison since he began serving his sentence on July 8th. 3 weeks ago, he joined his family for a funeral for his brother Michael in Nkandla after receiving compassionate leave. The hashtag Free Jacob Zuma campaign also planned a new peaceful action for Tuesday, and Carl Niehaus, a senior member of the Free Jacob Zuma campaign and the ANC's so-called Radical Economic Transformation, RET, faction, said a number of important action programs would begin after Cyril Ramaphosa failed to comply with demands to release Zuma. According to the City Press report, National Police Commissioner Kehla Sithole extended the deployment of police to KwaZulu-Natal ahead of Zuma's court appearance to deal with possible protests ahead of Zuma's case on Tuesday, following a request from the National Joint Operations for Intelligence Structure. However, Lesiba Tobokhale of the SA Police Union said, "We are not aware that there will be unrest in the coming week when the former presidents appear in court, and it is an operational matter on which the management of SAPS will be able to report better."